The old-time radio era, sometimes referred to as the golden age of radio, was an era during which radio was the dominant home entertainment medium. Families regularly gathered around to tune into their favorite programs. Enjoy today's special nostalgic broadcast as Project Independence in You presents the old-time radio.
With the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. In the pioneer days of the western United States, gunmen and soldiers, outlaws, cattlemen, and Indians lived dangerously and knew the thrill of adventure. But the most daring figure of them all was the masked rider of justice. Stories of his deeds have been told and retold through the generations. And now return with us once more to the days when the Phantom of the Plains fought crime with justice. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver, old fellow! Stretch out those bright legs of yours! There's an important trial in the town of Potsdam. Hail, Silver! Away!
As the Lone Ranger rode by on Silver, he said that he was heading for the town of Potsdam. When the masked man and his faithful Indian companion Tonto entered town, they found the streets deserted, although it was only mid-afternoon. The townspeople had left their work to attend the trial of young Bob McAllister, charged with murder. But old Lem Purvis did not share their curiosity. He was content to sit on the steps of the courthouse, idly whittling, until the voice of the Lone Ranger demanded his attention.
Say there, what's going on inside the court?
Hey? Great guns, your mask!
Don't let that scare you. What's the trial for?
They're fixing to hang young Bob McAllister. And if ever there was a man framed, Bob's him.
What's he accused of?
Robbery and murder is all. Well, they can hang him for murder, but by darn, they can't get back what he said to have stole because he didn't steal nothing. Don't know who did, but Bob didn't.
Why are you so sure of that?
Stranger, when a man lives to be my age out here, it's because he's got blame good judgment and has the knack of picking out straight shooters from the ornery run of polecats and buzzards. McAllister's a straight shooter and always has been. You yourself, for instance.
What about me?
You ain't what your mask can make you out to be. No, sirree. I ain't talked with you 5 minutes, and I size you up as a right thinking hombre. And in spite of your mask at that.
I'd like to hear more about McAllister.
Well, he'll be found guilty afore sundown, hanged before sunup, and then some skunk will have peace of mind, knowing Bob's paid for the murder of Joe Findlay.
You said Bob was not guilty.
Sure as my name's Lem Purvis, he ain't. It's a dirty shame the way things piled up agin him. He didn't have no alibi for the night Joe was knifed. He was known to have rowed with Joe a couple hours previous, so Sheriff Green called on Bob at the express office where he worked, found the murder knife in his desk, where some rat put it, and hailed him into court for trial.
Tonto?
We stay here for time.
Exactly.
You better not. Our sheriff's gosh awful ambitious, and he'd likely jail you and hang you just because you wear a mask.
I'll take that chance.
But Sheriff Green ain't as slick as I am sizing a man up. You better not take no chances.
We'll go over to the side of the building. I see an open window there.
We hear trial there?
Yes.
That's again my good advice to you, stranger.
Thanks for the advice, Lem.
If you thank me, take it and shove on.
And let Bob McAllister hang for what he didn't do?
Well, there ain't much you can do to stop it.
I can talk to you again.
Hank?
And possibly you'll tell me which of the men in town you think might have framed McAllister. Come on, Tonto.
Maybe old man advice good.
Tonto, we're going to stay here.
Don't you know that?
Did you, Kemosabe?
We see trial now. There, window.
We'll get as close as we dare. I know it looks as if the jury's coming in.
Yeah.
And from their expressions, it looks as if the worst has happened.
That's a hanging jury if ever I seen one. Bob ain't got no chance at all.
I wonder if he's really guilty.
The sheriff sure thought so when he gave his testimony.
Order! Order this here court! Order! Will the foreman of the jury in the case of State versus Robert McAllister, charged with the murder of Joe Finley, please rise?
Yes, sir.
And take that hat off. Ain't you no respect for the court?
Not a heck of a lie.
That'll do. Don't you get so flip. Has the jury reached a verdict?
We has.
Then let's hear it.
We find the prisoner guilty as charged.
The prisoner will please to stand and face the judge.
I don't suppose he's any use of me saying any more now, is there, Judge?
No, McAllister, there ain't. You do, however, have a chance to speak before I pass sentence if you got something worth saying.
I have. I got something to say.
Well?
I know what the sentence will be. I'll hang. But there's just one thing I'd like to ask. Let me go to my mother for just a couple of hours.
Where is she?
Tain't far, Judge. Only a couple of hours riding. She ain't able to get around much, and when I'm gone. I don't know who'll take care of her. She'll need cash and need it bad. And, well, I've got some cash hidden.
The stolen cash?
No, sir. It was bonds that was stolen from Joe Finley, not cash. The cash is my own. Ma don't know where it is.
Can't allow a condemned man to leave here. Anything else to say?
But, Judge, I've got to see Ma.
Tell someone where the cash is and the message will be taken.
Tell someone? With the way this trial's been handled, I wouldn't trust anyone.
What's that?
Someone in this town framed me for murder. I'd sooner have Ma not get the cash and give some rat a chance to steal it.
That's enough from you, McAllister. The court will now pass sentence. I sentence you to be hanged by the neck until dead. The time? At sunrise tomorrow morning. The sheriff will take the prisoner in custody and put him under constant guard till morning.
Come on, Bob.
All you folks stay in your seats till the prisoner's removed.
You needn't hold your gun on me, Sheriff. I know there ain't no use trying to break loose.
Serve you right, you murderer.
Listen, I'm not going to stand.
Ain't no use you replying to talk.
Bill Joe Finley, huh? Well, you'll see him where he's gone right soon.
Go to the jail with you, Sheriff.
Take the other side of the prisoner, Larson. Go on, McAllister.
Hi there, Bob. Tough luck. I was rooting for you, but I was afeard the cards were stacked.
Quiet, Lem. Ain't allowed you to talk to the prisoner.
There's the jail straight ahead, Bob.
I ain't a killer, Larson. I don't want to be hanged.
I know you don't, Bob, and I ain't so sure you're guilty. And doggone it all, it was the evidence. I wish there was something I could have done to help.
Shut your mouth, Larson. That ain't no way for a deputy to talk to a condemned man.
I wouldn't mind the hanging half as much. If only I could get to see my mother. Just long enough to give her the cash.
I suppose you don't care to tell me where it is any more than you do anyone else in town.
I ain't trusting no one. This real murder of Joe Finley is slick. He'd get that cash if anyone in town knew where it was.
Wait.
Stand aside, Injun.
You wait. Me won't talk with the feller.
Move along. It ain't allowed.
Where your mother live?
I ain't talking.
You tell me.
No.
Get back there. Flash, you ain't allowed to run alongside us like that. We can't allow
you. Tell Redskin, Bob. You can trust him.
I ain't telling nobody.
Let me talk with you, Injun. I got some ideas of my own.
That night, Bob McAllister sat alone in his cell while Larson, the deputy sheriff, stood guard outside. As he watched, the masked man and Tonto were moving quietly toward the shadowed jail.
We're justified, Tonto. I'm sure of it.
Not right.
I'm convinced that Bob told the truth. I'm afraid there's little chance to save him, though. There's too much evidence piled up against him.
You know what Lem Puller told you.
Yes. Lem Purvis does seem to be a good judge of men. If only we can get Bob to his mother, I'm sure he'll feel a lot better.
That's right.
She'll at least have some money to take care of her. There's a jail.
There. There, guard.
Can you make out who the guard is?
Looked like deputy.
Which one?
The Larson feller.
The only man in town outside of Lem Purvis with a kind word to say to Bob. I'm sorry he's the guard, but it can't be helped. We're here to help Bob. Come on, Tonto. We'll move ahead slowly. We don't want him to have the chance to raise any alarm.
Ain't no use my trying to sleep anyhow. So you may as well talk if you don't mind, Larson.
I don't mind, Bob. Anything I can do to make it a little easier, I'm glad to do it.
Thanks.
It wouldn't do, though, for me to be seen confabbing through the bars like this.
I suppose not.
Don't you reckon it'd be a good idea to try and sleep?
For what? I got about 6 hours left on Earth. Why should I waste them sleeping? This is the last time I'll see them stars in the sky. The last time I'll be able to talk to anyone. And I didn't kill Joe Finley. It ain't right, Larson. It ain't just.
Take it easy, Bob. Getting head up won't help none.
And Mother, she don't even know I'm in trouble. She'll be looking for me to come home tonight. And I won't be able to. Then she'll learn what's happened. Then I can't stand thinking of it, Larson.
Look up, Bob. We all gotta go someday.
But hang him. Going as a murderer.
If he ain't guilty, you'll get square judgment later on.
But what of the real killer? He goes free.
Look here, Bob. I reckon I showed you I'm a friend, ain't I?
Yeah, sure you have, Larson.
Done all I could for you, huh?
Yeah.
I'd do more if you'd let me. I know how you feel about trusting anyone, but it's important that your mother get that money you got here. I'll take a message to her. Wait.
Huh?
Quiet. Oh, I heard something over yonder.
I didn't hear it.
I did. I never get you an Indian.
Not keep him quiet.
You didn't hit him too hard, did you, Tonto?
Knock him out. I know.
Well, be sure he isn't seriously hurt. Then gag him and tie him up.
I don't savvy this. What does it mean? Who are you?
McAllister, if you have the chance to see your mother, will you be willing to come back here before daybreak?
I'd do anything for that. If I could see Ma for just a few minutes.
That's why we're here. Find the keys on the deputy, Tonto.
Me got him.
Here, Silver.
Your mask.
Yes.
Why are you doing this for me?
Because I think you deserve it. Come on out. We'll let you see your mother. You'll have to travel on my horse with me. Tonto, you stay here and watch the deputy.
Me watch him.
Is he conscious yet?
No.
Well, keep an eye on him.
Gosh, I'm sure sorry I had to clout Mike Larson so hard.
Why?
Well, he was right fine to me. Hope he ain't hurt bad.
He isn't.
He was willing to do most anything for me.
He seemed very friendly.
Yeah, but come on. Let's start riding. If I got to be back here by sunup.
Very well.
Hope the guy should take good care of Larson, Injun.
Tonto do.
I most told him where the cash was hid. I reckon I might have took the chance if you hadn't come along. But wait. How do I know you won't steal the cash?
I don't know where it is.
You might watch Ma when she goes for it. How do you know about it in the first place? Well, answer me.
Wait. I'm thinking...
Well, I guess I'll have to take a chance on you. I ain't no choice. I know Larson would let me out of the jail. He's too honest to betray his job.
Honest, is he?
Sure.
Very well, Bob.
Huh?
Back in jail with you.
Hold on. Wait a second.
You go.
What's
up? I want to talk to you some more.
Oh, let go
get
of me.
Get back there. Tonto, get some water and try to bring the deputy around as soon as possible.
What did I do to make you change so suddenly?
You said you'd trust that deputy. Well, trust him.
The curtain falls on the first act of tonight's Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.